Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the headlines, in our soul's work. And we hope to use astrology to help you navigate your week. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota, on the banks of the Mississippi, in freezing cold weather. And I'm joined by Mark. Are you there? Mark Waltz. Hello. Okay, well, Mark should be on here soon. And we're joined by Ann Ortley, also should be here tonight. But we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's coming up, and it will serve us. It will be quite a time coming ahead. So we've got a full moon in Gemini arising. And this full moon in Gemini just happened, and it makes us scattered, thoughtful, talkative, communicative, gets information out in the strangest of ways. Now, that can be wonderful for truth speaking. And I saw, for instance, tonight on Access, on CNN, I saw the did an amazing program called The Highway to Hell, and it was real truth speaking about the American role in the Iraq-Iran war and in the Syrian conflict. And it was pretty wonderful that it would that they would speak it so clearly and speak up. Hey, Mark, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, there you are. The board switchboard was being a little difficult tonight. And yeah, communication is in with a full Gemini moon. It can do that. And how are you tonight?
Good.
And you're joining us from,
are you in New York?
City.
Yep, mm-hmm. In New York.
And
in the Twin Cities.
Yes, and I was talking about how the weather, the astrological patterns of the moment are really bringing up truth and can be pretty difficult and unpleasant truth. Watching TV tonight while I did the Thanksgiving, some of the Thanksgiving cooking, was both a show on CNN about America's role in the Iran-Iraq war and ISIS, and I haven't seen such brutal truth on a nationwide major television network before. It was powerful. Wow. And then I switched channels to watch a local station talk about the Minnesotan role in the Dakota War and the pain that's still in the layers of indigenous people in southern Minnesota from what the incredibly poor way they were treated and the hangings and the real and the ongoing prejudice until it began to turn around in the 1970s. And that was powerful truth speaking there too, told, you know, by Native filmographers. So it was that's one of the gifts of Sagittarius, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And this Thanksgiving season, you know, this last Venus and Mars in Libra has been really tricky. And at first glance, it looked like it'd be all sweetness and light and everybody working together. And people have been working together, but for very difficult causes. You know, Mars is considered in detriment in Libra because it's the sign opposite the one that it rules. And it was the day Mars went into Libra that the bombing in Paris happened. And I know tomorrow the Saturn-Neptune square is exact. But there have been layers of people gathering together to deal with a mishandled Mars, whether it's been the Black Lives Matter movement here or the, you know, conversation between Obama and Putin about Daesh in Syria. It's really interesting. There's been unusual connections, but it's been around Mars. Have you noticed this? Or have you seen the Mars retrograde conjunct Venus, which keeps our emotions so stirred up?
It's when you combine the two, often one or the other sort mm-hmm. of takes the lead, and the other one supports it. That mm-hmm. often happens with Mars and Venus. So if we're following kind of a Mars impetus, a lot of times Venus serves to bolster that rather mm-hmm. than to tone it down. You know, you would, mm-hmm. you would mm-hmm. sometimes you would think, you know, that they would blend or meld their energies. And often it's not so much that as one sort of becomes the boss.
And mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's what you were describing with some of these more Martian situations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where we might hope to see more of a compromise or more kind of a sweet outcome, and it doesn't go that way.
Mm-hmm. And we can use it. We can, and one of the things that Mars in Libra does call for is social justice, and that social mm-hmm. but we may not agree on what that definition is. You know, there's, you know, what Trump's followers and what we think might be social justice might be very different, but mm-hmm. that their idea of what social justice, which is Mars in Libra, is one of the key pieces. I'm hearing in relationships, some relationships are doing lovely, others are having social justice issues at home. Like, how many dishes have you done? You know, have you pulled your share? Are you contributing to the income? And the sense of what is equity at home. Have you noticed that? That's an issue ongoing in people's lives. And I would say that the answer to that...
I haven't noticed mm-hmm. that one in particular, but it's a good one.
Yeah. And at least I've really noticed it in some of my clients when I'm kind of mediating some of the arguments here. And
yeah.
one of the pieces that I'm seeing with, you know, Sagittarius is a tricky holiday in Thanksgiving because we're supposed to be grateful, which is lovely and very Sagittarian on a good day. But it's also, you know, having a major family holiday when we're supposed to be speaking the truth. And can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a bunch of in-laws coming tomorrow, and one of them's Facebook page I just checked, and I see, you know, a picture of them with Governor Scott Walker and hunting. And that's going to be a tricky conversation tomorrow. And so how do you find the neutral territory so that you can grow a sense of connection that can bridge across those gulfs and not hide your truth, but not necessarily go there unless it feels productive? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, you know, that is a lot using Sagittarius and mm-hmm. figuring out, you know, we don't move into Sagittarius knowing exactly how to do it. It's
mm-hmm.
we
right.
come here and we're given the opportunity to practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's true. Whatever sign the sun goes into, you know, it's all about mm-hmm. giving it a try.
Mm-hmm. Trying it on and working with that filter.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, Mercury, you know, Saturn and Neptune square, and Mercury is right in the mix. Mercury is heading into square. It is now conjunct Saturn. So we're speaking our experience. It is and Saturn conjunct Mercury and square Neptune. Now we're supposed to have really crappy weather here tomorrow. And with that Saturn-Neptune, you know, Sagittarius is also a sign of travel and movement and driving. It is a holiday that more people go farther in a shorter period of time than any other time of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The day before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving, and then on Sunday after Thanksgiving, more people are on the road and in the airport than any other time. And with this square and Mercury involved in it, I'm asking people to be very careful of the weather reports. And even when cooking tomorrow, watch for splashing liquids and boiling water and see how centered you can stay. Make it an exercise. And at the dinner time when relatives act out, see if you can center and stay focused. Did you see Saturday Night Live last week?
Treat it like a storm. Mm-hmm. Treat it like
right.
a storm. It's going to pass.
Right. And you want to stay as, you know, if you tie yourself to the mast if you need to in the process. Saturday Night Live had a very funny skit last weekend, which you can see the Thanksgiving miracle, if you Google it, every time someone said something really outrageous at dinner, and they did a wonderful job of having people say outrageous things at dinner, the little girl would walk over and turn on the Adele song, and everyone would stop and start singing and get full of tears and look at each other, and then she'd turn it off, and they'd go back to their awful conversation. So she'd start up the Adele song again. And, you know, it is, what can you find to get people to their hearts and out of their head? I noticed that... really perfect for the timing. StoryCorps has an app that they're asking people to download onto their phones and called the Great Thanksgiving Listen. And it's a way of recording your family's stories so that it can go into their archives. And to get everybody to really listen to one another and to listen to one another's stories. And that's beautiful.
That's very nice. Sagittarius energy there.
Very nice. Full moon in Gemini.
Yeah.
You know? I thought that was really lovely. So, and this is only the beginning. We've got a very rocky month coming up. As Mars, Venus has just finished its square to Pluto and opposition to Uranus. I'm hearing a lot of people talking as it's pulling away from that, but we're still feeling it. You know, that noticing all the water that's gone under the bridge, all the people that are not with them here this Thanksgiving, and all the Thanksgivings that have passed. And there's been a lot of them. I speak from I can think of him. It feels, it's one of those moments when you remember the past. But it will be interesting to see what happens with that. But coming in December, early in December, Venus heads into Scorpio just as Mars squares Pluto and opposes Uranus. And Mercury heads into Capricorn. So people will get very broody and moody with the Venus in Scorpio, not forget wounds that have happened to them, and want to take action on it and do it very competently. So hopefully this, we can do this. If people feel they have a voice, if they feel like they've got a safe legal way to address, if they feel heard in the family unit, if they feel like their mate is listening to their side of the story, if they feel like the legal system is working with them, everything is hunky-dory. It just moves forward efficiently. If they don't, it can get explosive. So starting now on the holiday weekend, the more we can make each other feel heard, the safer I think that time will feel. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's going to be cooking in, major social justice issues around the country and around the world. But it's also going to be affecting our personal lives. It will further to have something to obsess upon with Venus in Scorpio and Mercury in Capricorn. A project, a process, a book to write, something to do, to put that focus into, other than worry about what somebody else is doing, whether it's a relationship, a politics, some unfinished business. Do you have any thoughts on that aspect and how people can get ready for it?
Yeah, I like the notion of focus. That will really help. And it makes the energy really very, very useful. Mm-hmm. If it's not useful, it can be hurtful. So mm-hmm. you sort of have a choice between useful and hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
So make it useful, and that's simply mm-hmm. by applying it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, Venus and Scorpio, if you don't apply it, it mm-hmm. it's going to find its own way.
Yes, I agree. So we've got time for some callers. Do you have any other thoughts before we go in to take our callers online?
No, not too much right okay. now.
If anybody's interested, our call-in number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And if you want to, I'm going to take the first caller, see if they're online, and please call in if you have a question for us. Hello, 301, you're on the line. Did you have a question for us?
Hi there. Yes, I do. My birth information is June 19th, 1988.
Okay, hold on. June 19th, 1988. And what time?
8:17 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
In Olney, Maryland. Olney, Maryland. It's O-L-N-E-Y.
And what was your question?
I have some major changes coming up in my life, and I'm wondering what you see. I feel like it's my Saturn return beginning pretty early, since I have Saturn at 29 degrees Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that some astrologers believe your Saturn return begins as soon as Saturn enters into the sign that it is
mm-hmm.
in your natal chart. And I just have some major changes coming up, and I want to hear from you about that.
Mm-hmm. And you're in also, right before the Saturn return, also is when the moon comes back to the sign that it was. And to this month, you know, this week, your progressed moon is back to 28 degrees of Leo. So it's right on your natal moon.
Yeah.
It's 26 degrees. So it's right close to your natal moon. In the last couple of months, you've been trying to come back to yourself
mm-hmm.
and really kind of coming to inhabit yourself. And we talk about your Saturn return, and Saturn, that means that where Saturn comes back to where it was the person was born, and everybody has that around the same time of their life. When they're 7 years old, Saturn squares their natal Saturn, and we're asked to grow up. Then when we're in around 14, Saturn opposes our natal Saturn, and we really learn to grow our personal authority by challenging the authority of the people around us. When we're 21, the world tells us that we are an adult and we practice adulthood until Saturn comes back to where it was when we were born. And then we go through that Saturn return, and as far as the world is concerned, we become an adult afterwards. That's what over 30 means. You're in the next generation. You're in the generation that owns Saturn, that is the authority. So it's a real initiation cycle. And for you, it's particularly strong because mm-hmm. you have Saturn conjunct Uranus natally opposed your Sun, Mercury, and Venus, and a few asteroids. So already, I mean, Saturn hasn't hit it yet, but it's about to settle, and those square your nodes. You've got a grand square if you include your nodes and those, loosely, but you have a basic grand square. So do you remember what it was like to be 7, 14, and 21? Or 6, 13, and 20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at 20 and 21, I received my first really powerful spiritual awakening. And
mm-hmm.
14 and 13 was a time of major rebellion.
Mm-hmm. Natural, as we challenge our authority. We develop our own authority by challenging others.
Mm-hmm.
So both of those were initiation processes for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to think, to go back and think on what were the key themes of those times, and how did you grow your personal sense of authority and reclaim it from other people? And you developed it in relationship to other things, to spirit, to emotion, to feelings. You have Mars in Pisces in the 8th house conjunct your north node, and I think Saturn was opposing that when you went through some your spiritual awakening process. So when you think back on all those times, it might help you have a good picture of the process that's beginning now and continues until you're 30. Buddha went under the Bodhi tree and Christ went into the desert during their Saturn returns, and they both came out around 30 going, I think I got it. And they developed a working hypothesis for the next phase of their life. So we see all of that cooking, and cooking in your chart and developing over this time. In 2 months, your progressed moon leaves Leo and goes into Virgo and asks you to take all this. It looks like there's been a huge personal development over the last couple of years. Your progressed moon's been in Leo in the first house, and it's heading into Virgo. Now, Mark, what would you say about someone's progressed moon going from Leo and into Virgo, and going from the first house into their second house?
Well, you've learned really in a deep way who you are, and why you're here, and how people respond to you with the progressed moon really doing its return at the end of Leo. And then when it goes into Virgo, you are really ready to answer, what am I meant to do with all this? So there's a feeling of being emotionally in control and knowing who you are. It's like you've really learned to walk a tightrope, and you've mastered that. There's kind of a mastery of self that comes with the progressed lunar return. And then when it goes into Virgo, you're really asked, how are you going to use it? How are you going to serve others with that? So you first mature for yourself, and then you're asked right away with the Virgo sensibility, how can I help others with this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're going to be feeling with this shift. So you have a sense of maturity that you didn't have a year, 2 years ago, but it's been growing. And you feel that it all brought you to this point. And now the question is, how do you use it? So you're going to be finding that, and you'll have opportunities, in fact, to use a sense of maturity.
Mm-hmm. And so it feels like all of that personal development is now going to be stepping and asking you to put it into action. What's your work?
I'm an astrologer.
Mm-hmm. And how are you going to take
uh-huh.
this and put it into
okay,
your work?
Okay, there you go. Right.
So I'm getting ready to leave my home and my hometown
mm-hmm.
and work abroad as a traveling astrologer and a retreat astrologer.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And one of the questions that I have is whether or not I should schedule my time or leave it more open so that I can just see what opportunities come my way.
I have a feeling you're going to be working pretty hard. Like we said, that you're entering into a time when it's about your work, right?
Yeah.
And you are a natural, it's a Gemini with a Leo rising and a Leo moon. You're pretty entertaining. You'll be good at this. You can natural charisma. And I think that with the progressed moon going into a mutable sign, you're going to stay very fluid for a while. When you hit your actual Saturn return, you want to start scheduling. Mm-hmm. You want to get more settled, you want form, and you want to start scheduling and not feel spread so thin. You'll feel a lot older right as it hits, and younger when once you get into your 30s.
Do you have any words about Saturn square Mars coming up?
That is, and your Mars in this eighth house, in the house of spirituality, spiritual discipline will be important. Then when you travel, because you're so Gemini, Sagittarius, you know, mutable, ready to adapt anywhere, right? But if you have that Saturn square the Mars, to form daily disciplines that help ground and center you, that are your own, not anybody else's, but ones that help you find the calm with that, that's the chameleon on plaid who knows who they are at the core.
Mm-hmm.
As a many mutable signs person, and I have a lot of mutables, you know, to move into that center core that's not about adapting to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
With the adapting is wonderful while you're traveling, as long as you spend time with your core every day. Does that make sense? So I think that the Saturn square the Mars allows you to form protection for your psychic sensibility, to practice really good psychic hygiene while you're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that you may not be able to do exactly what you want, but that the discipline that you're going through, Saturn often acts like that martial arts sensei and says, I'm going to make you work this. I'm going to, you know, make everything go wrong, and you're going to have to work your way out of that. Oh, and look, you now have confidence, and you know you can do it. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of testing that goes on with the Saturn square Mars, and so you'll feel tested. But that's where having the spiritual discipline and exercising it is going to be really what you need. Then it won't
and
feel
take
like
it as an act of faith while you're going through it. That you know that that isn't a sign that the universe doesn't love you. It's a sign that it thinks that you're ready for the next level of your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a martial arts sensei that says, okay, you're ready to be tested for your brown belt.
Right.
By having everybody jump on you all at the same time. And and when you're done, you know that you can do it, and so does everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it feels that you are working in that place.
Yeah, and actually, if you're finding your spiritual balance with the sense of testing, the whole question of how much to schedule and how much to sort of let things happen will sort itself out.
Mm-hmm. So enjoy this next year before you hit really into your Saturn return.
Yeah.
Know that you are on a journey to find your work, but now is the flexible time. And then you'll see where you're going with this. I think it's going to be a wonderful journey. Okay, we have to end now. This is
thank you.
It's we've got a few minutes
you're welcome.
Left.
Good luck.
A minute left. Take care and good luck.
Thank you.
And so, Mark, I am thankful to work with you this year. I think of on Thanksgiving, I am grateful for my work. I am thankful for our team. I'm looking forward to working with you in March. We're going to be having a workshop where you, Anne, and I will be teaching. You can go online to and Google Unwrapping Your Chart, and you will find the registration for our weekend. It's going to be very exciting. Mark, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Nope, that's the first weekend of March, right? 5th and 6th? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And good. Say goodnight.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week.
And we hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. And kind of just bite your tongue when the relatives get strange and find a common topic that you can share with truth and honesty and without that tension. Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Yep.
Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Bye now.
Bye.